I'm watching Look East with Look East in the background. It's MPs' expenses again, and I'm not calling MPs stupid, but hang on, this is £4,200 for house and drive repairs. Okay, repairs to your house and your drive. Someone else £880 for gardening. Something to do with lime trees. £127 to repair an auger, which Look East have spelt incorrectly. God. Hamburger maker, £2. Potato peeler, £5. A teapot, £9.95. A cafetiere, £7. And a Swiss roll tray for £6.50. I'm just gonna pause Look East there. I'm sorry, what the fuck? Now, these purchases, which are effectively what they are, basically you purchase something and then you ask the state to reimburse you for certain things, which was a system that me and my father had with lunch, and I keep receipts, and then at the end of the week I give him all the receipts and he give me the money for lunch. It currently now works as he gives me money for lunch, and some days it's cheaper, and some days it's more expensive for him. Anywho, a teapot, a cafetiere, normal people have to buy this kind of thing out of their, salary. Food, the whole food thing. None of these items is they're food related, but they're not food. They're food hardware, if you like. But food, they were allowed to claim for food? What the fuck? I know London food is expensive, and you should maybe get a little bit of, you know, it's 25%, because it's 25% more expensive for food in London than it is, you know, elsewhere in the country. Simply because London is populous. But, I'm not entirely sure why. London food's really fucking expensive. Anyway. Food, you can't eat food twice. I think David Dimbleby said that. You can't. Expenses, parliamentary expenses, are for Parliament. They are for second homes, so you don't have to travel 600 miles from the edge of Scotland down to London, because your constituency is in one part of the country and the parliament's in on the other side of the country. If you live, oh god, there was a brilliant man on Question Time, I think it was Question Time, and Dimbleby said, oh, how far away do you live from London? And that man was claiming for a second home, 37 miles or something, or it was 37 minutes. I'm sorry, what the fuck are you playing at? You do not. It's 37 miles. My dad drives 70 miles each way to his work in Windsor. We live in Cambridgeshire and he works in Windsor. I have to cycle 30 miles a day, which is 50 miles there, 50 miles back, to college because, well that's because the trains are all fucked up at the moment. Oh, they've called off their strike action. And my mum was like, they've called off their strike action. That doesn't mean it's not going to be disrupted. Even if it's, quote, undisrupted, end quote, there's still going to be delays, there are still going to be cancellations, there's still going to be, you know, the wrong kind of snow, everything. Anywho, it was Dimbleby who said, you can't pay for food, you can't eat food twice. Everybody else pays for their food out of their salary. Everybody does that, except weird fucktards who have odd expenses systems. You can't eat two lots of food, and if you're in, you're not in two places at the same time. You're not in your constituency and in Westminster. You're in one place or the other. Yes, London food is more expensive, but you can't fucking well eat two lots of fucking food at the same fucking time, you wankers.